Darwinists have criticized Michael Behe's arguments for ID, Chapter 10, in many peer-reviewed science journals, including Nature, Trends in Ecology and Evolution, and the Quarterly Review of Biology. But those journals routinely refuse to publish Behe's responses. One journal editor to whom Behe submitted a response cited a reviewer who wrote, "In this referee's judgment, the manuscript of Michael Behe does not contribute anything useful to evolutionary science." The editor of another journal wrote to Behe, "As you no doubt know, our journal has supported and demonstrated a strong evolutionary position from the very beginning, and believes that evolutionary explanations of all structures and phenomena of life are possible and inevitable. Hence, a position such as yours cannot be appropriate for our pages." In Joseph Heller's classic novel about World War II, Catch-22, an aviator could be excused from combat duty for being crazy. But a rule specified that he first had to request an excuse, and anyone who requested an excuse from combat duty was obviously not crazy, so such requests were invariably denied. The rule that made it impossible to be excused from combat duty was called Catch-22. Darwinists use a similar rule, I call it Catch-23, to exclude intelligent design from science. Intelligent design is not scientific, so it can't be published in peer-reviewed scientific journals. How do we know it's not scientific? Because it isn't published in peer-reviewed scientific journals. Catch-23. The 2004 publication of Meyer's article shattered the rule. It also alarmed Darwinists at the Smithsonian Institution, SI, with which the Biological Society of Washington, BSW, is loosely affiliated. Smithsonian Darwinists teamed up with the militantly pro-Darwin National Center for Science Education, NCSE, to control the damage to their cause. NCSE staffers sent long, detailed emails attacking Meyer's article to high officials at the Smithsonian. The NCSE then worked closely with Smithsonian employees to develop a strategy of character assassination to punish Sternberg for publishing the article. To protect himself, Sternberg lodged a complaint with the U.S. Office of Special Counsel, OSC, established by Congress to investigate such cases. In August 2005, the OSC sent Sternberg a letter notifying him that a recent administrative decision had removed his case from their jurisdiction, but confirming that members of NCSE worked closely with SI and NMNH members in outlining a strategy to have you investigated and discredited, noting that OSC questions the use of appropriated funds to work with an outside advocacy group for this purpose. The OSC letter also confirmed that the management of the Smithsonian had falsely accused Sternberg of mishandling specimens in his research and of violating proceeds of the Biological Society of Washington policies in the publication of Meyer's article. These accusations were published to several outside organizations, severely damaging Sternberg's reputation.